Dollars and Cents, where we
make sense
of education finance.
California has a great new plan to improve education in the state. Reduce state aid to schools by several billion dollars, shorten the school year by as many as 12 days, and ban teacher layoffs. Sound a little off? These ideas are all part of the legislature's recent attempts to pass a balanced budget in a tough fiscal environment. The Golden State already has a very expensive and mostly ineffective class size reduction program in place. So the new ban on layoffs just further ties superintendents' hands, giving them more rules for how to spend fewer state dollars. The state Senate's President Pro Tem, a Democrat, claims the law actually gives districts more flexibility by requiring them not to fire anyone. Don't think about that too hard or your head will hurt. At least mine did. EdTrust West's Arun Ramanathan has this one pegged, though. He told the Tribune in San Luis Obispo, the state has alerted school districts that they are job agencies, not educational agencies. I can only hope that the California legislature and Governor Jerry Brown suffer some sleepless nights this school year. They could have helped schools cope with less state aid by freeing them of mandates like class size reduction that don't work and waste money. Instead, they put union jobs ahead of the well-being of students.